in the last couple of years with us has been phenomenal. You know, he's through when he was kind of jacking into what he's done, it's been brilliant.
It's, you know, not your best stuff, Gary, as you admit. However, getting through a tough first round game at this Cash Converters Players Championship is all that matters.
It is, you know. I mean, like I say, I'm still class myself as rusty, very rusty. You know, I had a wee warm up at the Grand Slam, but since then I've thrown, including tonight, three times. So I threw Saturday, Sunday, and then had a few days off and played tonight.
Is that enough for a top darts player like yourself, Gary, to expect to come here and be a threat?
No, really, you know, but when you can't stand on your leg, it's kind of puts you off, you know. I just thought I'd play on the, use the old knowledge and see if I could still play. You know, get here early, have a few hours, and it panned out, you know. I was lucky.
Obviously causing you trouble, your leg. It's probably not something that's just going to, you wake up tomorrow and it's all going to be fine either, is it?
No, I might wake up tomorrow and it'll be all right for about the first half an hour, and then it's back as soon as I start moving about. You know, it's go. As long as I get my legs straight in the hockey, you know, I'm all right. But if I'm off to the side a wee bit, then I can feel it buckling.
That's got to play on your mind when you're up there. It's got to affect your darts, isn't it?
Well, it does. The pain's there, you know, but when it goes away, I know I'm standing right. You know, it's weird, but it's turning. When we walk off the stage, we turn to the right, and that's when my knee twists, so it actually throbs when we do it. But like I said, good night's sleep, a couple of cups of coffee tomorrow, and we'll be all right.
All Scottish game in the last 16, and I mean Bob's playing great darts. I mean, you know, assuming he can get through the pain, I mean, we could have a cracker.
Yeah, I mean, Robert, like I say, Robert's had a hard time the last few years, and I reckon maybe the last, what, 12 months Robert's come on to his game, like, well, like, I know how he can play, you know, and it's great. You know, he won the UK Open. And beating Teal in the final, which is a great feat, you know. So it's great to see a few jocks on the stage doing all right.
With you with your leg as it is, and having to play Bob next, you're not even considering the prospect of taking on your protege Michael Smith in the final, like it would work out.
Nah, I'd beat him in the final. He knows better than to beat me on telly. No, it was that. I mean, I sat at home this afternoon and watched it on telly, you know, and I was fair proud of it. Never played the best. I know how he can play, you know, so it's no what I know how he can play, but he nipped the game. And it's great, you know, the last few tournaments that he's been on telly, he's had Raymond Van Barneveld and Phil Taylor. And it's, when you get beat, it's a confidence thing, you know. And he's a young lad, he's 22. You know, what I know he can do on the dartboard, I think I've got the best youngster in the world.